Hello, everyone. This is George from Ireland. Anyway, so this is me and my denunciation of this execrable and insupportable so-called extremism legislation introduced by His Majesty's government. I'm unclear whether this is for the entire United Kingdom or for England only, because this is a curious situation with asymmetric devolution, whereby the UK government is in control of the whole United Kingdom, but particularly England, and so not quite all the whole UK sometimes. So Michael Gove, slimiest Conservative MP, he's introduced this, and it's particularly nauseating to come from someone who's a former journalist who was producer of the Today programme, the BBC, for years. They said the last Tory on the Times, a columnist in the late 90s, a man who said he used to abuse Class A drugs whilst he was a senior journalist in his 30s, but thinks that the most junior teachers take cannabis once must be struck off. Anyway, so you get an idea, a measure of the man, the staggering hypocrisy and the demagoguery of him. So it's because the economic plan is failing, the Rwanda plan isn't getting off the ground, literally. So the Conservative Party seems to be taking its ball to a different part of the beach and fighting this election against so-called extremism. The election's coming up this year. But it's a thought-terminating cliche. Extremism, that just means I don't like you. So the vacuity of this accusation is blatant. It's just preposterous. Anyone can hurl back that branding reproach, as Dr. Marx would say. By the way, is that extremist to be Marxist? So he's against neo-Nazism and the Islamist orientation of various outfits that he's labeled extremists today. So these groups are not actually prescribed by this legislation, but he says because their ideology is based on violence, hatred, or intolerance, right? But wait a second, you see how self-defeating this is? He's intolerant of this other group. So therefore, by that token, the Conservative Unionist Party is itself an extremist organization or hatred. Do you hate evil? Well, then you must hate them. I mean, do you hate Al-Qaeda? I do. Does that make me extremist? I don't know. Surely it's a good thing. So ultimately, they're going to be trying to outlaw an emotion, odium. We all feel that sometimes, and sometimes it's amply justified. This is how ludicrous it is. It's part of the war on freedom. And the Labour Party is as bad about this. The Liberal Democrats, why are they not vociferating against this? If you've got the word liberal in your name, that is precisely about individual rights, favouring that over supposedly the common good. So this is just a mob mentality. It's bullying unpopular minorities, unpopular viewpoints. And there's the ever narrowing parameters of permissible expressions. And so really we see Labour Tory in action again. It's more or less a monolith. The two parties, it becomes increasingly difficult to put a cigarette paper between them. Labour is not offering hope. There are very few policies they promise to change, apart from dumping the Rwanda plan. Can see the point of it. I have more of a problem with the police not enforcing the laws we actually have. So yeah, why introduce even more extensive laws if you're not going to enforce extant laws? Well, really, I think it's just window dressing. It's just some red meat they're throwing out to people. It's creating hysteria. Yeah, it's really just a moral panic. This is the latest folk devil. And I've lived through many of these moral panics. Now, these moral panics, they usually have some basis in reality. I see them about SARS, swine flu, avian flu, AIDS, paedophilia, terrorism, I don't know, whatever else it is, sexual harassment, espionage, terrorism, which is not to say that these problems are entirely chimerical. They exist. They're real problems and they kill people, like most of them. Might be significant numbers of the people. What you see is the inflation of statistics, this cumulative radicalization of the legislative response, and ever more intemperate rhetoric on the subject by demagogic politicians who try to stoke passions and exploit this for partisan electoral gain. And the cephalogical calculation and forecast has led the Tory party to realize that it can't fight this election on public services or cost of living or stewardship of the economy or anything like that, or renewable energy. Or Brexit, that's yesterday's issue. So it's got to say, oh, well, you know, always keep a hold of nurse for fear of something worse. An ever more strident rhetoric against those who dare to question the establishment. And because Labour and the Conservatives are so close in this issue, there's been scarcely a peep out of Labour against this. So it has a chilling effect on civil liberties. It's just trying to really bully those with unpopular viewpoints which may one day be popular viewpoints. So he's spoken against the British National Socialist Movement, the Patriotic Alternative. I've never heard of either outfit. I've no idea what they are. They may well be very loathsome. But they haven't killed a single person, so far as I'm aware. No one's ever accused them of that. The Muslim Association of Britain, CAGE, the Muslim Engagement and Development, that's another organization. All right. So talking about a totalitarian ideology, you know, in a democracy, one has the right to be against democracy. Some people might be afraid of a dictatorship. And that's the hallmark of democracy. Whereas in a dictatorship, no, you're not entitled to campaign for democracy. So surely he ought to differentiate himself, Michael Gove, and the United Kingdom general from totalitarian societies. But we're moving towards this Putinite model. And obviously I hate, loathe and abominate Putin. He's utterly vile. But there are worrying parallels between what's happening here and in the Russian Federation. Now, the Russian Federation's a couple of decades on down this retrograde path. So I despair we'll get off the next election from either party. Well, indeed, there's very little money in the kitty. So Labour's going to do precious little apart from cancel the Rwanda plan, which is more or less a non-policy, as that's just a non-starter, the whole Rwanda plan. So this is his definition: if they negate or destroy the fundamental rights or freedoms of others, which is exactly what he wants to do by criminalising certain expressions of opinion. To undermine, overturn, or replace the UK system of liberal parliamentary democracy or democratic rights. Okay, but again, that's precisely what Michael Gove wants to do. I mean, we don't let people vote in prison. Is that undemocratic? Many people, it is. So for example, the first part of the post system is rather undemocratic, yet we have that. People who wanted to keep the UK in the European Union, despite it being the settled will of the majority to leave, that was undemocratic. But, you know, we shouldn't demonize them. Intentionally create a permissive environment for others to achieve results in one or two. Well, surely we should create a permissive environment for anyone to say what they want, unless it's incitement to violence. So it's very worrying that they're doing this. Anyway, so some people say, well, they meant other organizations he ought to have prescribed. Anyway, the various organizations like CAGE are going to fight back. So it's an attempt to smother dissent, which is very worrying and GED. And the organizations which have been insulted by him, they say that these accusations are bogus. I mean, they might be true, I don't know. So it's really very worrying that dissidents are going to have this done to them. And I presume it's going to get worse. So such fanfare about it, and it's rather insubstantial what he's saying. But you know, it depends who you are. People like Michael Gove, who's very pro-Israel, Zionist advocate, he would be seen as hateful by his opponents, as intolerant, say that he's advocating for violence. You know, 30,000 Palestinian civilians killed, that's not enough for him. Surely he's extremist by his own definition. The so-called hate marches, as Suella Braverman, others labeled them, those saying, you know, ceasefire in Gaza. People who are, you know, want the war to continue, they be seen as hateful by their opponents. So you see just how very silly this is, how very worrisome. So they'll get no public funds, these organizations. Well, none of these political groups should get any public funds. Even the Labour Party, Conservative Party shouldn't get a penny in public funding, you know, or special advisors paid for, you know, and they shouldn't be in the civil service at all, special advisors. Their party employees, their partisan, should be paid out of party funds. Not a penny from the taxpayer should go towards them. You know, people who've got terminal cancer can't get life extending drugs. We can't afford it, but we can afford to pay for these political hacks to be trying to take away our freedom. It really is nauseating. And by the way, the MP's salary is going up, an inflation busting 4.5%. So it's going up to £91,000 a year. Nice work if you can get it. I know it's a stressful job. It's not that well paid considering, but they volunteered for it. No one forced them to do it. So it's troubling what they're doing. And then barring people from being police officers, prison officers, teachers, I don't know what else, civil servants, because they dared to dissent. They dared to question the establishment. You've got to be in this cartel of parties, which are largely the same. Otherwise, you can be cast into outer darkness. So, you know, dissidents, people who are so-called extremists like Navalny, are the real public heroes. The so-called extremists in Eastern Europe, they brought democracy there in 1989. So, you know, the Conservative Party is bereft of any decent ideas or workable policies. Why it's forced to resort to this is all deeply dispiriting. Where will it end? Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Toodle pip, everyone.